Many thanks for the shiur on Maaser, Parshas Lech Lecha. I'm unclear on the point the Rav made regarding basic expenses that are not counted as money needed to Maaser. The Rav mentioned a refrigerator is something basic which is included in this category. What about basic rent or mortgage? Are these basics? How about basic clothing? Perhaps just one change of clothing, or perhaps what is customary. What about if you have a dining room set but the chairs are tearing? Would buying a new dining room set be part of this basic category? Thanks, Anonymous from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, first of all, that shiur was not a shiur in halacha. It was just a drasha on Shabbos that gave a basic overview of the various concepts and ideas and halachas of Maaser. I didn't listen to the shiur again, but from my notes, that which was mentioned, that one can deduct their basic living expenses from what they have to take Maaser, was not said as halacha. That there is an opinion like that, but most opinions hold that you cannot deduct living expenses, and that also has to be Maasered. And therefore the question is pretty much irrelevant, because we pretty much follow those opinions, that you can't deduct living expenses, even basic ones. In addition, I may have said that as a sniff to the fact that there are ways of dealing with Maaser very leniently, and partially based on the fact that since there are opinions that Maaser is not a real mandatory responsibility, it may only be a minig, and also there are opinions that you only take Maaser after you deduct all your basic living expenses, therefore there's place to be makel to take Maaser in a way that is very lenient, which I do not want to go through in this forum, but that was only as a sniff, as a corollary to having a lenient way of separating Maaser, but without deducting one's basic expenses, but dealing with it in a lenient way, because if you hold from those opinions that you deduct your basic expenses, there's very little that you have to take Maaser on for most people. And therefore, if you take Maaser in the more lenient way, you will cover that for sure. In any case, one should not learn halacha from a drasha or whatever, which was just meant to give an overview.